Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of Skull Sessions. My name is Jules, and I'm here with Jenna and Crystal. And Crystal is a little under the weather, so, you know. But she's
just
here.
A little bit.
Just take a little bit. Pity on her.
That's right. That's right. Just feel that dedication.
Right.
So, guys, it is officially 2024, I don't know where 2023 went, but it needs to stay where it went, because I feel like it wasn't a great year, but to me, personally, at least, but it seems like it flew by at the same time, so it was kind of weird.
I'm kind of in the same camp with you.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, it hit all three of us hard in different ways at the end, too, that didn't really...
Yes, it did. We all took a shot to the boinloins the last 2 weeks.
We really did. Oh my goodness.
Dude, we're not going to rehash that.
No.
I'm still hashing it.
You are so...
She's actively hashing right now.
Yeah, yes. That's right. Oh. So, with 2023 being over, the annual list from Google came out about the top searched words and phrases.
There's a list?
For the year, there's a list. And
oh,
it's global.
Wow. Is it all porn?
It is not. It is not.
Darn.
So, there's a global list, and then you can sort it by country as well, which I didn't actually go through and check to see if there was a difference, but we're gonna
so
go
they filtered
global.
Out the porn
probably I'm sure which is great because I didn't have to do it myself because that is
I mean,
not the
you know,
episode topic
filter it out.
That we want
I was gonna well, say anything that doesn't include that I'm not gonna trust
right
but is it really Google
Is it exactly?
You know,
we're getting
like
some rose-colored glasses version,
right? You know, there's
is
some
it
like
Google
shadow
is it
site on Google.
I think you just
the, with the real
person.
List.
Okay, the list.
The
what
list
on
all
the
right.
List.
So we're gonna skip over news because it's
that's
all
just
depressing.
Depressing. We don't want
yeah,
that.
It's all pretty yeah. Depressing. So, people, the first is Damar Hamlin, which I'm not really, I know the name. I can't think of who it is.
I've
second
never
is Jerry,
heard that name.
Yeah,
never
second
heard
is Jeremy,
name.
Jeremy Renner, which he
oh,
got
yeah.
Yeah, because
yeah,
of the whole
after his accident.
Snowmobile, or not snowmobile, snow
blower.
Plow. No, it was, yeah,
was
snow
it a plow.
Plow
or a blower?
It was a plow.
Oh, either
mm-hmm.
way, yeah.
But still. Regardless, I think
yeah,
it was,
I am responsible for a few of those searches.
Yeah, right. It was, you know, but it's occurring to me now that I was as well, but I haven't heard anything in forever, and I haven't gone and looked in forever either for updates.
Well, the last time I stopped searching was when he himself had posted that he was out of the hospital.
Yeah. I remember
well,
seeing
like, okay,
the
all
photo.
Well.
Yeah, the photo of him like. By the windows in his house or whatever, and
yeah,
you know, talking that might be the same post, but yeah.
And
so then
news to me, I have no idea what happened, who it was, when it was, or where it was.
So yeah, you know, the Hawkeye from the Avengers movies, the Marvel movies.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
and it, also from 28 Weeks Later, he was the oh. Hot. Operative guy.
Gotcha. See, I'm a DC girl. I don't, I'm not, you know,
I'm
much into Marvel.
I'm sorry.
let me just
Crystal,
take
why
my
why don't you just come
on
here and casually say that? She's trying to derail your topic, Jules.
I noticed. Yeah. I guess we'll give her a pass. You know, you're only going to get but so many passes being all pitiful, though. I'm just saying.
Valid. I checked out.
I feel we need like
that's
buzzers.
Your one, Crystal.
The big
okay.
X's.
That's my one.
Okay, what else?
Family Feud style. Okay, so third is Andrew Tate, which we're not even going to touch.
Fourth, tool bag.
Yeah, right. Fourth is somebody I don't know. It's Kylie. It's K-Y-L-I-A-N. The last name is M-B-A-P-P-E. Remember, this is the global list. So then Travis Kelce, then Jenna Ortega is number six. I know her.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I want to know Jenna Ortega.
Yeah. And Lil Tay is number seven, which there was that whole thing where she like came back to the internet and because somebody hacked her account and said she died or whatever. And then Danny Masterson is number eight, so we're gonna skip him. David Beckham is number nine. And number 10 is Pedro Pascal.
David Beckham, really?
Yeah. But it's global too, though. But yeah, I mean, I know soccer.
I mean, the last notable thing that I was aware that he ever did was Victoria Beckham.
Well, I know there was
a person, so
I know there was a video that came out either this year or last year where I guess she was doing like an interview with somebody and it was alive or whatever, and I think it was alive, but I don't know. I saw a replay of the clip, but she was talking about how, like, you know, she grew up in this average home and, you know, on the lower side of income or whatever. And he came in, he's like, okay, seriously, like, what kind of car did your dad drive? And she's like, no, that's not what I'm talking about, and blah, blah, blah. And like, he kept at her and asked her multiple times or whatever. And then finally she had to admit it was like a BMW or something. And he was like, yeah.
Whoa. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good for him.
So I know that happened, but yeah, right? I'm assuming it was alive just because the clip is out there and it wasn't like edited out of something.
Right, it wasn't edited, yeah.
Right, exactly. So then there's a passing section of the list. People who passed. So Matthew Perry, of course,
heartbroken. Most recent that I know of.
Yeah, Matthew Perry, number two, Tina Turner. Three, Sinead O'Connor.
I'm gonna be an asshole here.
Okay. As we do.
Tina Turner just died this year?
Yeah.
I was trying to place, like, in my memory when she passed, and I couldn't. You know, usually I can think, oh, yeah, that was, like, mid-year. Oh, yeah, that was.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Maybe it was, like,
I want to say it was towards the end of summer.
Oh, was it? Oh.
I think so.
Maybe we were just
focusing really hard on her. I remember I was sad about it.
Oh.
I'm just saying. Next.
May 24th.
Oh, yeah.
23. Yep.
Interesting. Okay, then Sinead O'Connor was number three. You do win. Number four is Ken Block, which I don't know who that is. Number five, Jerry Springer. That's still surreal to me. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that one, yeah. That wasn't, like, widely spread, but I think I saw it on Twitter. Oh, sorry, X.
Dude, I was listening, though, to a video about
him. It's Twitter.
And it's always Twitter. And, like, he was crazy smart.
Yeah, he was.
Like, crazy smart. And, like, in politics and, like, all kinds of stuff. Like,
yep. I mean, you could have stopped it crazy.
Well, no, before he did
before all of that,
he did his stupid talk show, he was like wicked smart.
He really, yeah. I can't remember the accolades, but yeah, I was really surprised. It's huge, yeah. Like, and important.
Yep.
And some of the stuff, you know, that he, like, I guess lobbied for or whatever, like, you know, when he was in politics and everything else, to look at that and then to realize where how his show was. It was just, crazy.
It wasn't always like that either.
Yeah.
It started out as like a,
a lot more.
I don't remember if it was politically based, but it wasn't like a,
it was a lot more like here's this
2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, it was a lot more like here's this group of people with this belief, here's this group of people with this opposite belief. Come together, let's talk about it type of a thing.
Well, even before that, he had just like a regular, like, think of, oh God, this is totally out of my area, but like a sit down, we're going to have a political discussion show. Who does that? You know,
a lot of people. Folks.
Like a meet the press kind of thing?
Kind of, yeah.
Sure.
He was that kind of fellow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, I mean, I don't know if
well,
the Jerry Springer experience is exactly the moniker he wanted to wear eternally, but I mean, that's where he ended up.
Yeah. Well, you know, and another one like that, Maury Povich. I used to watch his show all the time. It was great. And then it became nothing but who's the daddy?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Mm-hmm.
I'm like, no, I can't with this.
Crystal, you're going to love the epilogue.
Oh. Who's your daddy?
Oh, dear. Okay, anyways.
Let's see. Six is Angus Cloud, which I'm not familiar with. Seven, it's Nicola.
The kid from 2.5 Men, is it?
Oh, I think it is. Who? A kid actor, though.
Angus Cloud?
Yeah.
What's that kid's name? Oh, who is this guy?
I don't know. Who is he?
Oh, he was from you in the show Euphoria.
Oh, I didn't watch that.
I didn't either.
Oh, drug overdose.
Oh. Yeah. Seven is Nicola Bully.
Nope.
Eight is Jane Birkin. Nine was Jimmy Buffett. That's sad. Hate that. And then 10 is Nate Reddick. Yeah, Jimmy Buffett was.
That one hurt me.
Yeah.
That one hurt me like Prince did. Keep your comments to yourself, Jim.
I didn't say a damn word. All I can say, I won't say.
Okay, so I'm not going to go over the whole actor list because there's some people that we've already mentioned that I don't really don't want to mention again, but I will say number one is Jeremy Renner. Number two is Jenna Ortega. Number three is somebody who is, I'm not familiar with.
Just say it. Who cares?
No, I'm not familiar with that one. It's written in an Asian language, it looks like.
Oh, gotcha.
For Danny Masterson. Four, Danny Masterson. Five, Pedro Pascal. No. Six, Jamie Foxx. Seven, this is one I love, but he's on the list. Seven, Brendan Fraser.
I love him
so much. I love him so much. And I love that, like, the whole thing with him, you know, coming back to Hollywood to be in that movie or whatever. And then, like, which I think it was an independent film.
Nailed
it. And then, nailed it. And, like, so much. For so out, you know, outpouring of support and love and you know, even the younger generations who don't really know who he is that much, you know, like supportive and you know every and I it makes me feel so good and it makes me so happy for him.
Yep.
So same. Much. Eight is Russell Brand. Nine is Chiara Advanti. I feel like I've heard her name once or twice before. And then 10 is Matt Rife. Now, for people who are listening and rolling their eyes at me and maybe my co-hosts not knowing some of these people, like, we're honestly not the biggest into watching all the movies or all the TV shows.
No.
No. Emphatic, so, no.
Just bear with us. We know. Like, we get it. We know. We know you're rolling your eyes, but, like, it's just who we are.
We also sorry, don't come guys. Out here being like, I know all these it folks. Might just be
right?
To connect.
Games. Number one the number one Googled game for 2023.
Let me guess.
Okay.
Fortnite.
No, that's not even on the top 10.
What?
What? Nope.
Minecraft.
Red Dead.
Nope,
Red Dead.
Not even on the. Nope.
Candy Crush.
Nope. Stardew. Nope.
Wow. These people don't.
Jenna, you should be able to get at least one of these.
Okay.
I mean, you should be able to get more, but.
Resident Evil?
Nope.
God of War?
Nope. Which is crazy that God of War is not on here either.
Most Googled games, you say?
Yep.
Hades?
Nope. Great game, another one.
Right? Don't Starve.
Nope.
Damn it.
Think, okay, the one that I'm thinking that, like, should come to you.
Warcraft. Pretty...
No. Surprisingly, again. But the one I'm thinking of that keeps drawing to me that I know that you, you know, should guess, it's number four.
The amount of help that gave was like less than zero.
And number two was
Cult
like
of the Lamb.
A lot, no, a lot of years ago. And by a lot of
Raid
years ago,
Shadow Legends.
No,
I don't know.
That was probably like the most. That was probably like the most. What?
Sponsored. You know.
Yeah, sponsored, exactly. Sponsored. Okay. Number one was Hogwarts Legacy.
Oh, okay.
That surprised me, though, because...
Yeah, that
like,
surprised
me. I know it was a big game and everything else, and, like, I got it right when it came out.
Was it that big, though?
Like, crazy about it. I didn't think it was number one Googled for the year big at all.
Well, everybody's been trying to keep a track on it as to when it's coming out, though.
Because that's true.
I've Googled it at least 30 times.
Now,
and you are
part of the problem.
Yes.
Okay, here's the thing. I will pause to say that my daughter just raised her hand and cut in to let me know, or to bring it to my attention, that Google does not necessarily mean that it's a positive thing. That is very
true.
Oh, the
game sucks?
It was okay. I didn't think it was like the greatest. Now I know that it
I thought you meant the one that I was trying to guess.
No. I'm just saying in general for the list, like some of them that have surprised us, like it could be because of negative connotations. So, you know.
Well, yeah, look true. At
yeah. Well, valid. Valid. Okay, number two was Last of Us, which doesn't surprise me at all. If for no other reason, just because of the show.
Right.
Three is Connections, which I don't know.
I don't know that either.
Yeah.
Four is Battlegrounds Mobile India. So
what?
How the hell was I gonna get that?
That one, not that one. No, not number four. This game has a four in the title. It's the fourth iteration of the game that I'm thinking
of. Sims 4.
No.
I thought you Diablo
4.
Fourth on the list. Yeah.
What
Diablo
was that?
4.
Diablo 4. Yep, Diablo 4. That's number 8.
Fourth on the list. I was like, what is that? I've never heard of that.
I was wondering. I was like, my head gave you some, should give you some clue. Jesus. Okay.
Number 4 on the list.
Yeah,
wow,
I thought
I'm
she
dumb.
Did too.
Yeah.
5 is Starfield. 6 is Baldur's Gate 3, which actually I'm surprised is not higher on the list.
I'm surprised that's not higher. Yeah.
I'm really surprised that's not higher. That's an amazing game.
I should have
7. I have no clue what it is. Sorry, guys. It's in complete. It's in a different language, and it's completely different characters. So I got nothing. Sorry, guys.
Can't even guess. Okay.
Yeah. 8 is Diablo 4. 9 is Atomic Heart, which I've heard of. And then 10 is Sons of the Forest, which that kind of surprised me that it's, I know it's popular, but I didn't think it was top 10 popular.
Okay, and
otherwise this isn't ranked by popularity, it's ranked by search.
By search.
It could
yeah.
be that these games are difficult or have difficult puzzles.
Valid. And Sons of the Forest, I guess, has I haven't played it, but I've watched and that was what I was gonna say too. I know there's multiple YouTubers who have played that one too, so they might be searching on Google to bring up the YouTube video.
Right. Maybe? True.
I don't know.
Possibly. But I definitely have been in the I don't know how to do this or I can't figure this out. Frick it. I'll just Google it.
Yeah. Yeah. And sometimes it's Googling either closing the tab or, you know, and having to Google it multiple times or whatever. So, yeah, I totally get that.
Yep. Like, so, on my playthrough of Sanitarium, I had the dang walkthrough open on the side because I kept getting lost.
Yeah, I have a whole, like, tab. Oh, my God. I have a whole, like, tab, not cluster, but thing on my phone.
Tab group.
Tab group, thank you. On my phone for Warcraft tabs. So I don't have to keep Googling things. Also, totally off the subject, but on the subject, I just realized that they started releasing these lists in 2001.
Really?
And they're all on the same site.
Interesting.
Okay, so next is movies, which we'll kind of fly through a little bit. But number one is Barbie.
I was going to say, I'm not going to know any of these. But Barbie, yes, that was very popular.
Yep. And then, of course, number two was Oppenheimer, because they don't anywhere without being with each other. Number three is Jawan. I don't know that one. Four is Sound of Freedom. Five is the new John Wick movie, which I've never seen any of those. Six is Avatar, The Way of Water. Seven, Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Isn't that a movie adaptation of a book?
Yes.
Okay, that's it.
Neil watched that. Neil and my daughter watched that, and they really liked it. Number eight, I'm not going to try to pronounce. Number nine is Creed 3, and number 10 is... It's Pathaan.
I know like three of those.
Yeah.
I'm not a movie buff though.
Same. Not really. Especially here. More recently. Okay.
No, Creed 3, we're talking Apollo Creed the boxer, right?
I don't know.
Okay. I don't either. We'll just say yes. Yes, Crystal.
Okay. Sure.
No sports.
Sure. Okay. Why is... I wasn't going to go through the musicians list.
I think you need to.
Okay. Well, number one is Shakira.
Really?
Yeah. Number two is Jason Aldean.
Wait. This is Google popularity. So, you know, people's looking at her ass. Okay. Got that. Makes sense.
Yeah, that too. Yeah. Number two is Jason Aldean. Number three, Joe Jonas, which, you know, popular for music and popular for the divorce. Number four is Smash Mouth.
Yeah, because the guy died.
Oh, that's right. He did.
Yes.
Yeah. You're right. Number five is Peppino Di Capri or Di Capri. Number six is Gino Paoli. Sorry, guys. Telling you, I'm not good at pronouncing names on a good day.
Like, don't at me.
Yeah, right. Tom Collett's number seven. Kelly Pickler is number eight. Number nine is Jose Luis Perales, and number 10 is Anna Oxa.
I'm like googling as we go.
Yeah, I was, and then we started going too fast. I'm like, never mind.
Oh, who's this guy?
Who is it?
This Jose Luis Perales?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He's like 80.
Oh.
And then the Billboard article about him. Jose Luis Perales is not dead.
Oh my, I guess that's why he was Googled.
Way you go, dude.
I mean, you know.
Apparently, he's got 30 million copies of his albums sold worldwide.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'll look at it in just a minute.
I feel like I need to pull him up on Spotify after this.
Huh. I really like his albums. You can tell they're from, like, the 70s.
Nice.
Because he's that hair and that sepia toned. Oh, I love it. In this one picture, he kind of looks like my father-in-law.
Oh.
Jose.
Okay, what else we got?
Okay. So then we have, all right, we have recipes, but I'm trying to figure out if I'm going to stick with the global searches or should I switch to the US searches?
I think you should switch to US because we're not knowing a lot of these. And anything that comes out of recipes, the only thing I have heard of is that disgusting pink sauce.
Oh, God.
Which apparently there's a blue one now, in case anyone's curious.
Yeah. She's a piece of work.
Mm-hmm. Piece of something.
All right. So let's see. Back down to, well, switching to US. Oh, it did switch it around a little bit. Hitting games because, you know, we are gaming girls. Just quickly. Games, still Hogwarts Legacy at 1. Connections is 2. Baldur's Gate 3 is 3. Starfield is 4. Diablo 4 is 5. Zelda.
Oh, instead of 8,
Tears of the Kingdom is 6. Atomic Heart is 7. Oh, that's another
one I didn't think of.
Yeah. Dead Island 2 is 8. Sons of the Forest is 9. And Mortal Kombat 1 is 10.
Connections is apparently a puzzle game like the crosswords. Like crossword puzzles.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of like in the compared to Wordle. Uh-huh. It's compared to that Wordle.
Okay. Guys, we did a good thing, I think, switching to US because it actually gave me a couple different categories.
Oh, nice.
And they're categories that we need to address because one category is called explained. And I'm reading through these, especially these new categories, for the first time with y'all, so we'll see. The first one is explained. So it's type, I guess, people searching terms with the word explained in it. So the menu explained is number one. Number two is No One Will Save You Explained. Number three is Silo Explained. Four is Reptile Explained.
Is that Reptile the Mortal Kombat character?
I don't know. Number five is Israel Palestine Conflict Explained. Number six is Beef Explained.
Oh, beef. I mean, what kind of explanation do you need for beef?
It's what's for dinner, right?
Right. And where is the?
Yes. Number seven is White Noise Explained, which I don't know what kind of.
That's a movie too.
Oh, it is. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Number eight is Loki Ending Explained, which I haven't seen the most recent season, so I don't.
Oh,
but Dave, it doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, Dave did.
Number nine,
because I don't spoil.
Yeah, number nine is NBA in-season tournament explained, and number 10 is Title 42 explained.
Title 42?
There's like a category. But there's a category for how often.
Oh no!
Oh god!
Number one. How often do you think about the Roman Empire?
Oh no! Yes.
Number two, how often is the baseball or World Baseball Classic? Number three, how often is a blue moon?
Excuse me, I need to have a baseball World Classic explained.
No, right. No, we're on how often, not explained. Let's see. Number four is how often is the World Cup? Then number five is how often do trains derail?
Jesus. Number so that's five turn. Most searched thing.
For how often? Yes. How often? Number six, how often is Friday the 13th in October?
Oh, that's a good
one. Number seven is how often should you get a. Okay.
COVID booster.
Yep, that's the one.
Called it. Once a year.
Number eight is how often is the State of the Union? Number nine is how often does California get hurricanes? Which I feel is a loaded question because they're not hurricanes over there. They're what are they?
Well, no, they are hurricanes.
Yeah, they are hurricanes.
Yeah.
But I thought they called them the other one.
No, the hurricanes hit the U.S.
Typhoons.
Typhoons hit the Asian continent. They go the other way.
She's Googling again. You guys are confused.
I am not Googling again.
Hurricane versus typhoon.
There is a difference.
But hurricanes aren't on
the No, it is. It's demographic. If it here's a picture. I love that.
Ooh.
Hold on. Okay. If it happens above this imaginary line, it's a hurricane.
It's traffic of cancer.
No, I think it's the equator.
Okay.
Oh, no. Okay, above the line is a hurricane, below the line is a cyclone, and off the coast of Russia and... Russia and East Asia, it's typhoons. Yes. Above Australia. Australia has cyclones. I guess I always thought cyclones was the same, another word for tornado.
Okay.
A cyclone is a tornado of water. Also known as a water spout.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. And then number 10 is how often is Punxsutawney Phil correct?
What the hell is that?
Rarely.
Groundhog.
Groundhog. It sees a shadow.
Yeah. Right.
Gopher.
Wow. Okay. There's a category for memes. Number one is Kevin James. Number two, Ohio. Number three.
I need to see the pictures.
For Ohio?
No, I mean for memes.
they don't give me pictures either. So number three is Police Girl. Number four is Folding Chair. Number five is Smurf Cat. Number five is Smurf Cat.
What is Smurf Cat?
Smurf Cat?
Yep.
I wonder if it's that judgy cat that sits at the table. No, it's not. It's an actual cat smurf. Oh my god, it's so cute.
Oh, it is.
Number six is the Waffle House new host. Number seven is 1-2 buckle my shoe.
3-4 shut the door.
Number eight is Animan Studios. I'm not sure on that one. Number nine is Selena Gomez. And number 10 is Submarine.
I don't know any of those by name.
Okay, we're hitting movies again just so I can fly through them because one is Barbie still, two is Oppenheimer, three is Sound of Freedom, four is Everything Everywhere All at Once. Number five is Guardians of the Galaxy 3. Six is, which was on the other list, six is the Super Mario Brothers movie. Seven is Creed 3.
The animated one, right.
Number eight is John Wick Chapter 4. Nine is Five Nights at Freddy's. 10 is Cocaine Bear.
Oh, no! What?
Because America.
A Cocaine Bear!
Oh, my gosh. See, I keep thinking I want to see the John Wick stuff.
I've
heard it's really good. I do too. He is a fabulous actor.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the thing. They look really good, except for I know one thing that happens like at the beginning of the first movie, John Wick. Mm. And I can't make myself watch them.
Does he eat ice?
No. No.
Does he hold bananas in his bare hands?
No, not that he does. Okay, basically, there's a break-in in his house, and they kill his dog.
Oh, no.
Oh, I knew that.
His puppy.
I knew that.
His puppy.
Yeah,
his puppy, even. Yeah. So, and then, so now, like, every time I'm like, maybe, no. All right, we're back to recipes.
I can't commit to that, because I know there's so many of them. I'm like, I can't commit to all that time.
Guys, we're back to recipes, and oh my god, number one is Grimace Shake.
Oh,
because again, what? America.
Yeah, I'll give it that one.
Two is lasagna soup.
That is actually good.
Three is chicken cobbler. Which kind of surprises me.
Cobbler?
Yeah. Like, I'm assuming, is that like, yeah. Number four is black cake, which I'm not sure on that one either.
Wait, I'm still hung up on the chicken cobbler.
I'm kind of because stuck cobbler, too.
Because the cobbler is sweet. I can't imagine like a peach.
I guess
cobbler
I'm thinking. Yeah,
chicken.
I guess it makes me think of like a chicken pot pie type thing. But the other kind of cobbler, Jenna.
There is no other kind.
Okay. Well, maybe a cobbler and maybe a chicken cobbler fixes the
chicken
shoes.
There you That's go. Right. Yes. Okay.
We figured it out.
We have shoes. Figured it out.
What? They have got to have something on their feet when they cross the road.
That's true.
We'll accept
that. Number five is a pumptini, which I don't know what that is either.
That sounds inappropriate.
Yeah, right. Six is Hugo Spritz, which I don't know what that is. Seven
that
is cowboy butter.
Too.
Seven is cowboy butter.
These will sound nasty.
Number eight is coronation quiche, which okay, that makes sense. Number nine is Bavarian lemonade, which I've heard of. Coronation quiche, because it's like a special quiche that you're supposed to make like during coronation, like served during a coronation or whatever.
Okay, so in the United States, we don't have coronations.
Yeah, but we have people who are obsessed with the royal family.
And we have
well,
quiche.
True.
And we do have quiche. Yeah.
Yes.
Number nine is Brazilian lemonade, which I've heard of.
I mean.
Number 10 is cottage cheese ice cream. Ew.
No.
You know that some freaking fitness douche on TikTok. TikTok trying to make that famous.
Oh gosh. Okay, we have trends. Guys, we have trends. Number one is Roman Empire trend. Number two is moon phase trend. Jenna, number three is AI yearbook trend.
Oh my gosh, you should see my newest one I did.
It's number four is Instagram notes number trend. Number
Instagram
five,
notes. I didn't know Instagram had notes, much less notes to number.
I don't know. Number five is fruit roll ups trend.
Duh.
Number six is the grimace shake trend. Number seven is girl dinner trend. Number eight is red boots trend.
What is that?
Number nine, red boots trend.
Red boots. Gotta wear your red boots.
Number nine is dupe trend. I don't know that one either. And then number 10 is NPC trend.
I feel dumb as hell.
My first pair of boots was a pair of red ropers.
Interesting.
Yeah. They were like little bitty.
Little bitty ones.
Little bitty ones. I was about
little
three,
bitty crystal shoes.
Two or three. They were itty bitty.
TV shows. Last of Us is number one, which doesn't surprise me. Two is Ginny and Georgia.
Yeah, not a clue.
Mm-mm. Three is Queen Charlotte, a Bridgerton story.
Not a clue.
Four is Daisy Jones and the Six. Never heard of that either. Five is Wednesday.
That one I like.
Six was that 90s show, which surprises me because it got, I heard it got horrible ratings.
I heard it got canned immediately.
Yeah.
I didn't like it. I watched one episode of it again, and I was like, no.
Again, we're back to it doesn't mean that it's a positive search.
Yeah.
7 is Kaleidoscope. 8 is Beef.
That's a show? Beef has a double meaning.
Okay. Yeah. Number 9 is The Idol. And number 10 is Fall of the House of Usher.
I started watching that. That is really good.
Fall of the House of Usher?
Yes. Now,
this whole ass list is just making me realize that I don't know what the hell's going on half the time.
Right?
Well, Fall of the House of Usher is based on Poe.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, I'm a huge Poe fan. Oh,
they have the same. They have a Hum to Search top song.
Come on, no one's going to give me shit for that.
What did you say?
No.
I said Poe show. I feel like you should at least call me a bad word.
You stuck that in.
I lost my lip.
You're like, please don't do that.
I lost my list. Okay. So then we have, let's see, there's a Top Parks one. There's a Hum to Search Top Songs. There's Top Stadiums, Top Museums.
There's the Top Everything.
Yeah, that's pretty much it for this year's United States one. I do have to go and see. So the first one for the United States that's on here, that's on the website for the trends list is in 2006. And I was just, oh, it only has 3. There's a movie Showtimes section, a scandals section, and a tickets section. That's it. That's the whole list.
Do you remember the movie called, you called the number in the movie man told you what was playing and what?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Do y'all remember Dial the Weather?
No. Yeah.
And the time. And then there was this one thing that they came out with that was like you dialed it and then you could like go through a bunch of different questions and trivia and stuff like that.
The Memphis Zoo had one when I was a kid called Dial a Smile. And every day it was a different story featuring one of the animals at the zoo.
Oh, and, cute. I mean,
yeah, it was. Oh, I sat on the kitchen floor many times calling Dial a Smile, just listening.
Aww.
That was everyday thing. Every day.
That's awesome.
Little fetus crystal.
Yeah.
Okay. Guys, back in 2007, the deaths of 2007 category, only 3 of them are actual deaths. The rest of them are all rumored deaths.
Oh, wow.
America. Wow, is Elvis on there?
No. Oh, my gosh.
You can't convince Tupelo that he's not.
Right?
There's a diet section for that year. Fitness. How-tos.
Oh, how-tos. Okay. What's that? What's on that one?
Okay, so 2007 how-tos is how to kiss is number 1.
What?
How to draw is number 2. How to knit is number 3. How to hack is number 4. How to dance is number 5. How to crochet is number 6. How to meditate is number 7. How to flirt is number 8. Number 9 is how to levitate.
I think the people need to be searching up how to flirt before they search up how to kiss.
Right. And then number 10 is how to skateboard.
They don't need to know how to kiss.
Wow.
10 was what?
10 was how to skateboard.
No.
Then in 2007, I can see that.
Yeah. There's a lawsuits category, a lyrics category, presidential campaign, recipes category, ringtones, because, you know, back then you were searching for ringtones.
God, if this thing makes a noise now, I'm throwing it away.
Right?
What were they called? Answer tones?
Oh, the ones that... Callback tones. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, something like that.
I hated those goddamn things.
Oh, I did too.
Those were so stupid. Oh my gosh.
Okay, ringtones, it's mosquito ringtone, then 24 ringtone, then the office ringtone, then silent ringtone, then crazy frog ringtone, then silent a high-pitched ringtone. High-pitched ringtone, Final Fantasy ringtone, ultrasonic ringtone, Transformers ringtone, and number 10 is Spider Pig ringtone.
Spider Pig.
Does whatever a spider pig does.
That's right. Yeah. Then there's a what is category. Number one is what is love. What is love?
Exactly what I thought.
Then we have what is autism? What is RSS? What is lupus? What is SAP? What is Bluetooth? What is emo?
I mean, if you don't know, then, you know, I'm sorry.
What is, then we have number 8 is what is Java, number 9 is what is HPV, and number 10 is what is gout?
Ah.
What indeed?
Yes. Okay. Wow. And then the last category of 2007, and then we'll stop. Last category of 2007, number 1 is, it's a who is category. So we have number 1, who was God? Number 2, who is who?
Oh,
number 3, number 3, who was lookup? Number 4, who is Jesus? Number 5, who is it? Number 6, who is Buckethead? Number 7, who is calling? Number 8, who is Kepler?
You don't.
Number 9, who is this? And number 10, who is Satan?
Yeah. I was half expecting it to be who is that.
Oh gosh. So yeah. So I found the list pretty interesting. Like I said, that was the first time I had read through the United States list too, and it did change up some things from the global list.
Yeah, but I didn't even know they did those.
Yeah, I really didn't either. And when I was looking for something to do for this episode, I was searching, you know, for like top 10 lists and that kind of thing. And I started getting the, hey, Google has released their annual list. And I was like, ooh, they now.
There's a list. I need to know. Although I will say again, this whole episode has just shown me that I do not care.
Same.
I don't know more than half this crap.
Same, like, dude. Same. I mean, I think that's pretty obvious by me not even being able to pronounce half of it. Even things that are not necessarily hard to pronounce. Just because I'm confused.
I feel like if they had, and obviously this is the truth, but if they had more categories for things that we actually were into.
Right.
Like top 10 YouTube channels or top 10, you know, like the games one, I feel like we did the best on that one.
Now, Jenna, you know that if top 10 YouTube channels was on here, it wouldn't mean anything because the algorithm is so screwed.
That's
right. Yeah.
That is valid also. But still. Yeah, because every once in a while, like, because I have my two YouTube accounts, I have my professional one and then I have my personal one. Mm-hmm. And, like when I'm streaming, I'll log into my professional one so that I can monitor comments and, you know, all that
stuff.
But then I'll often forget to log back into my personal one before digging around browsing or whatever. And my algorithm on my personal one is so honed into what I actually watch that when I forget to log out of my professional one, it's all this random crap, like a lot of conspiracy theories and a bunch of it's so bad. A lot of stuff I'm not gonna say because I don't want to bring light to any of this bullshit, but I can't my algorithm on my actual channel that I watch, it knows.
Yeah,
It knows what I will and will not click on. But my professional one that I don't watch on, I just have for my streams and stuff. I've never sat and watched things on it. So the stuff that it recommends, I'm like, what's this crap even on here?
Mm-hmm.
Creepy. So, kind of like when the three of us went through and erased all the asses, tits, and twerking videos from our Twitch feeds.
Oh gosh.
I know, right?
That was, what, a 3-day endeavor?
At least. And I still hesitate to actually just go to the categories and look, because I feel like it's just going to bombard.
Right now, I need to know.
All right. Here we go.
Oh, a back massage. Well, hello there. But she's in a cute jammy onesie, like with feet. So, I mean, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The Discover channel is pretty safe. Here.
It's like an 18 plus cooking stream. Is it
with the ponytails and the pink?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she just popped up on mine too.
Yeah. She's on mine too.
I don't know what she's cooking.
Not as much as I would have expected.
Yeah.
But again, I went through and was like, no. I'm also not in the art section, which is where the twerking ones tend to show up.
Yeah.
Because I'm just where you first log in.
Right. Oh, there's a spicy furry. Drawing.
Oh.
But no jiggly asses. And I'm about 5 pages in.
It's a great day.
All right.
It is a great day. Nailed it.
All right, guys. Cool. Well, thanks for joining us. And we are glad to be back. Hopefully everyone's on the mend. And we will be back next week. I think next week will be Jenna's category. So we will see you back then. Thanks so much. Bye.
Bye.